How you going?
Good, thank you. Really appreciate your time on game day. Firstly, it must be great to be back on the court tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge relief to finally be back into it. We had our first session on Wednesday night, the first available opportunity post the lockdown ending, and to see the smiles on players' faces and the camaraderie within the group, it was like a bunch of long-lost friends that hadn't seen each other in years.
Did anyone fall behind when it comes to the session that they may have, you know, had a chicken nugget or something naughty in their diets? They were all pumped up, ready to go, though?
I mean, not that they showed in that sort of sense, but certainly after a little bit of a layoff, it was like, I'm probably showing my age here, but like when you used to have video game cartridges and you had to blow the cobwebs out of some of the old ones or the dust and then put it back in and plug and play. It was a little bit like that, but I mean, that'll be for everybody, so we'll be right.
You're talking about the older generation. Try getting a computer with a cassette tape and then loading up the game. So I know what you're going through. I go back further than you, mate. Tonight, of course, taking on the Supercats in Geelong. They've lost their last four of the last five, but I guess the difference being is they're on their home court.
Yeah, I mean, they're tough. I think their record probably isn't indicative of the level of experience and how much of a team they really are. So while there's standout talent within it, they play well together, and they're one of those groups with the experience that they have and you know, the connection between them. They hang around against good teams you know, for four quarters, and they're a tough team to shake. So anytime that you allow, you know, a group like that to hang around across four quarters, they're in with a sniff and they believe in each other. So, you know, we won't be taking the game lightly.
What are you hoping to achieve out of tonight's game apart from the W?
I think just a reacclimation to being back on the floor and getting back into our system. I have no doubts that there'll be times that we'll have to embrace the mess, so to speak, and continue to steer the groups back onto track. But you know, my goal will be, you know, can we be connected in voice first and foremost and then in our actions? Because I think one precedes the other, and we'll be able to find some of that momentum that we had just pre the last lockdown.
Mark Alabakov is the coach for the Bendigo Braves women, joining us this afternoon. The game tonight at the Supercats in Geelong. Now, of course, then tomorrow you back it up and at home against Ballarat. What do you take out? What were you going to look into that game? I beg your pardon. What are you going to look forward to in that game? And what changes potentially could you made from a list point of view?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, this will be the second time that we've played them in particular. The lineup will be a little bit different, given that we'll have Kelly Wilson in place of Tess Madgen, who's obviously away with the Opals, and we'll have Jenna Ogier actually for the first time against that Ballarat outfit. But those sorts of games, I heard it, it's described as the greatest rivalry in Siebel, now NBL1 history, the Bendigo and Ballarat rivalry.
It's so not just in basketball, teams, mate, it's everywhere.
Yeah, so, you know, both teams get up for it. So that's a real danger one as well, even though we're on our home floor. Again, you know, I'd probably steer towards it's just us presenting the best version of ourselves. We're a confident group when we're playing together, and we're playing thoughtfully and mindfully, that we're able to compete with and beat any of the teams in this competition. But in saying that, it's such an even competition that if we have any slippage, we're vulnerable. So it'll be a weekend to, you know, try and lock in or re-lock in after a little bit of a break and try and get two wins against two, you know, chippy teams who have the capability of knocking anybody off.
The sad part about it is great that the basketball's on the court and same as football or anything like that. Like, community sport is back, but no fans, which is going to make it a bit tough.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting because, I mean, where I've had experience in COVID-impacted situations, like, for instance, with the Bendigo Spirit in the last WNBL season, we're off in a hub in Queensland. But given that the COVID situation wasn't as rampant up in Queensland at that point in time, there were still fans allowed in the arena. So it's going to be quite a unique situation to have these games in a closed-door capacity, akin to, you know, what we had seen in, say, the NBA or the WNBA bubble. It's going to be unique and different, and hopefully this is just a snapshot of history that, you know, we'll get to experience, but goes away with, you know, the diligence of medicine and people doing the right thing.
Yeah, Mark Alabakov, the Bendigo Braves women's head coach, joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, Mark, if you can pop your assistants coaches hat on for the Bendigo Spirit, a big signing yesterday. I'll let you tell us all about it.
Yeah, so Catherine Plouffe is a Canadian international. So she's been part of that Canadian system, and they've been probably one of the rising powers in world basketball over the past, I want to say, 8 to 10 years, the strides that that program has made. And she's been through that that program in those formative years. So she's going to be very well equipped from a skill standpoint. And a skill package standpoint to come in and plug and play in this league. And then certainly with the style of basketball that we want to have with the Spirit. She's been at an Olympics, I believe she went to the Rio Games, and then since then has retired from international play in the 5-on-5 to focus more on the growing trend of the 3-by-3 game, which is faster paced, it's quicker reaction time, and it really puts the spotlight on your IQ in the moment, your ability to be adaptable, but then, you know, also puts the well-roundedness of your skill package on show. And she's been able to be a handy player for that Canadian group on the world stage in that level of competition. So she'll be an exciting addition, a different addition to both our team, but also the WNBL at large.
Hey, Mark, really do appreciate your time on game day, and all the best for the weekend.
No worries. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Mark Alabakov there joining us on the Sideline View. It is Gold Central Victoria.